Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us, California. He's a patent holder. He's a radio frequency engineer, designer. Welcome, Bert.
How you doing, Vince?
You know, it's been raining nonstop. We had about 3 inches of rain here at the farm, flooding everywhere. After the broadcast, I think I'm going to go out and take a walk and see if I can find where our driveway went. It's probably washed out. That happens all the time, you know, whenever we have these torrential rains. I'm surprised the internet is holding up. Other than that, it's looking good. How about you?
We're having a beautiful day out here on the West Coast. We had a little bit of rain the last couple of days. We're below normal for the season, but it's been a fairly mild, tranquil winter over here on the West Coast.
Hmm. Sounds nice. Nice change from the fires and the drought and et cetera, right? In California.
Yeah. So it's, I guess tranquil is the right word. But anyhow, yeah. We're going to talk about cell phone technology today.
I'm looking forward to it. And what I mentioned when I opened the broadcast today, I said that, you know, you'll be talking about the hype, the ruse, and the propaganda regarding 5G. Why don't you tell us what's up?
Yeah. So let's first kind of go through the G's, I think. I think that'll be helpful for the class, is to just kind of do a quick recount. What are the G's? So, 1G was the first cell phones, and of course they didn't call it G then because they, you know, they didn't anticipate we'd be counting up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But, it was basically an FM two-way radio. That was the technology that was used. I mean, there were a lot of advancements in how to route the cell, and, that's really where the innovation was, how to form the network and make it so you could call in easily and connect up through the network. But the radio technology was pretty mature. I mean, basically, it was almost identical to what was already being used in FM two-way radio. So that part of it was fairly simple. It was analog, meaning there was no digitization of the voice. And believe it or not, you could tune in on a police scanner or various radio equipment and listen in on the conversations. It was not very secure, but it worked well. There was no texting, no data. It was just voice, and you know, it served a purpose. It was great, and it caught on right away. That was 1G, and so we're going back to the late 1980s, early 1990s for that generation. So then next came a fairly big innovation, at least on the radio side, in 2G, because everything became digitized. So your voice was digitized using algorithms. We could put more data in the space, basically have more voice calls once they're digitized, because we could, you know, run algorithms that would compress the data, make it more efficient. And also we added texting, which was kind of an innovation, and it's still used today. And so basically what 2G did is take pretty much the same frequency bands we were using in the U.S. That's 800 megahertz. In Europe, it was 900 megahertz. But divide the band up to allow for digital channels. And that worked fairly well. And basically what it did was just allow more capacity so the cell phone carriers could offer more people in more customers in the same amount of frequency spectrum. So that caught on pretty well. Probably maybe the biggest innovation was 3G, which, you know, came out, let's say, in the 2000s. And what 3G did was add spread spectrum. And it's a tough concept maybe to explain in a today, but let's just say that everybody's signal is spread out on top of everyone else's signal using codes. And it's a very efficient way of transmitting data. So basically you can fill the band up with users very efficiently, kind of like keeping the pitcher always filled with water. Just very good utilization. And we, computer technology had advanced to where we could run those codes to create the spread spectrum very efficiently. And so it basically increased capacity. To the user, could you notice anything? On the phone call, really not. The call sounded the same. But we now could also transmit data and large blocks of data because there was really no limit to how big a payload you could send over that network. So all of a sudden, people started sending data files and pictures and even videos. And so that was 3G. 4G basically took that further into a technology called OFDM. And OFDM basically breaks your signal up into little tiny packets and interleaves everybody's packets and spreads the whole signal over the whole frequency band. And in 4G, we also added some more frequency bands because it became clear we're running out of spectrum. You know, cell phones are going crazy. It's the big innovation across the planet. So we added some new frequencies. We extended into, we had already extended into 2 gigahertz a little with 3G, but now we extended it up into 2 gigahertz range, and we also added some old UHF TV channels to availability for cellular. You notice that your TV, Vince, doesn't have, well, it's all digital now, but some time ago you lost the upper end of your UHF TV, and that went in part to form more cellular channels. So that was 4G. 5G, which is coming out now that you hear all the advertising about, well, what did that add? 5G basically added more frequencies in the microwave and millimeter wave range. So a lot of frequencies that were used for point-to-point microwave and other uses and not fully utilized got thrown into the mix for cellular phones to use. So basically what 5G does right now is add a massive amount of more capacity to the network. And another thing it does is make very ubiquitous what's called microcells, little tiny transmitters, you know, transceivers basically, mini base stations that you can put everywhere. I mean, the idea is every office building, even maybe every home, might have a little micro cellular base station. So that's 5G. But what does 5G do for your call, for your talking? Well, not much you're going to notice. You can already send video. You can already send pictures. You can already send data. You can still do text messaging. So from an actual user, other than the hype that you should get a 5G phone, it doesn't really do anything. It does help the carriers because they can add more capacity now and, you know, sell more minutes and have bigger plans and more people. Helps the cell phone manufacturers because they can sell you the new model phone. But if you had one in your hand and you were comparing it to 4G or 3G, probably be no difference at all to your experience. That's 5G.
So it sounds to me like this is a marketing scam just to push more product, to sell, you know, more phones, etc. And the big winner is not going to be the customer. It's going to be the provider of, well, the manufacturers of the equipment, the manufacturers of the service contracts, correct?
Yeah, well, scam might be going a little far on what to call it, but you're right. It's basically, you know, it gets to a point where what do they have to do to get you to go out to buy the new phone? Well, I'll tell you that, you know, I'm sure you've seen some of the ads on TV saying, I want 5G. But do you hear anyone actually saying why they want 5G? I mean, do you really care if some picture you send arrives in 2 seconds instead of 4 seconds? Does that make a difference? In fact, do you even send pictures on your phone? Pretty much I use it for talking and, you know, a little bit texting, and every now and then I'll send a picture. But it works perfectly well for my 4G phone that I use, so I see no compelling reason to go to 5G. You're correct, Vince. It's you know, you have to come up with a way to get people to adapt the next technology, and we've kind of gotten to a point in cell phones where, yes, in the beginning we were making big technical innovations, but now it's really maxed out, and all we're doing is adding new frequencies and more capacity. And yes, speeds are faster, at least potentially faster, but does that make a difference in anything you do? Probably for 99% of the people, 5G makes no difference whatsoever.
Let me see if I can jog your memory back, maybe 41 years ago. Let me drop a name. Victor Pomper. Remember that name?
Yeah, he had some kind of a company that he was doing something.
H.H. Scott, the stereo receiver and FM tuner and amplifier manufacturer. And he was with them. He was a senior player at H.H. Scott. And he met with us, and he said, let me give you guys a tip. This is 1980, 41 years ago. He said, cellular phones. That's where it's going to be. It was brand new back then. I mean, it was in its infancy. And wow, was he right. He was absolutely right on the money. And little did we know 41 years ago that you and I would be talking about the fifth generation of cellular phones right here, right now, on USA Prepares. But he was ahead of his time.
Yeah, and we can tell a story of somebody who was co-located in our factory at the time. We had a large facility in San Jose where we were manufacturing satellite receivers, and a close friend of the company who actually co-rented in that building was a cellular, but it was a two-way radio business. And the funny thing is, he never transisted from the old-fashioned two-way radios that, you know, wealthy people would put in their cars to cellular. And he could have been number one in that business. Having been there, he had, a whole maintenance division where they did repairs and installations. And remember, the first cellular wasn't handheld. You put the radio, the head end in your trunk, and you had a little handset hanging on your dashboard. That was cellular for the first 5 years.
Yes. And the prices were in the dollars per minute, maybe $3, $4, $5 per connected minute back then. We'll be right back. Bert's with us, and we're talking about 5G. And you can look up Victor Pomper, H.H. Scott, H. S-C-O-T-T.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us, and we're talking about 5G. Bert, during this hour, how do you feel about, just discussing for a few minutes, the Elon Musk interface to connect the human mind to a computer, and how we beat him to the punch? You and I and Andy beat him to the punch by about 41 years. And you and Andy and I, when we put together our concept, we were right at the same time as Rod Serling. Rod Serling did it slightly a different way. Do you want to talk about that or not?
I'm happy to talk about it. I wish I had the press release in front of me. Do you have one you can read?
No, I don't have it in front of me, but we can paraphrase it. But do you want to start, and then I'll fill in?
Well, basically, it was April 1st, and listeners will probably recognize what that means, and we were feeling creative, and it was a time when computer technology was advancing in terms of the bus used on the motherboard and things you could plug into it, and, you know, they had, you know, different type of buses, PCI bus and AT bus, and so we came up with the MX bus, and we wrote a press release, and it was a little bit obtrusive in terms of not immediately coming out and saying what it was, but effectively it was a direct implant of a computer communications chip into a subject's brain. And the press release basically claimed we can achieve data rates faster than any known bus currently at use because we simply tap into the neural networks of the human mind and achieve the quickest response times, because obviously if Direct Connect, and you came up with the idea of a easily wiped, plasticized user installation manual that the average hospital technician could read and implement from.
Yeah, so class, literally, this is what we did. It was like February, March of 1980, and April 1st was coming up. And we thought, what should we do to honor April 1st, April Fool's Day? So we came up with this ruse, this joke, this this wide claim that we invented, that our company invented this bus, the bus that could interface faster than anything else that is currently available. Surgeons could install it. Even the manual had plasticized pages to indicate that, you know, when blood got all over these pages during the installation procedure in the operating room, that it could wipe it clean and still proceed with, you know, the installation. We said that we unveiled it at a U.S. Army hospital, Walter Reed Army Hospital. We spelled our names backwards. Now, our last names were backwards, spelled it backwards. So my last name was spelled Ilanef. And
I was Sinotreb.
Yeah, Sinotreb. Sinotreb and Villeneuve. And so we created this thing. And Elon Musk, 41 years later, is working on it. Now, at the same time, and I'm not sure who was ahead, Rod Serling's team at Night Gallery, or us, but I watched a video weeks ago where they had this kind of a thing. They didn't have it, they didn't show the exact physical connection, but they had like a rear view mirror, and this person would go into this like chamber and kind of, you'd go to work and work was miserable. You'd hate going to work. And, so, you know, once a day you'd get a few minutes and you'd go into this chamber and you would go someplace else in your mind, and it would be very, very pleasant. So it was not a direct connection like we had, but you'd kind of move this rearview mirror into your eyes, and there you would become, you'd go someplace else in your mind. You'd physically be in this lousy location at work, but you'd be on break from work. So that's what Rod Serling's team did. Ours was a direct connection, and we didn't do it with a video or a movie, we did it with a press release. And I would say that we did it the same year. I have a feeling we were ahead of Rod Serling's team. I really believe that. I've been trying to find the date that they came out with theirs, but very close to the same time, 41 years before Elon Musk. And I'm telling you that Elon Musk's work, there's nothing new. Nothing new. We'll be right back with Bert Bertonas.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has signed the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill in the Oval Office on Thursday.
This bill has been discussed and debated. It's clear that an overwhelming percentage of the American people made it clear they strongly support the American Rescue Plan.
The feds have now borrowed $5 trillion combating the COVID-19 virus in the last year. The White House says stimulus money could be arriving as soon as this weekend for those with direct deposit. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced that he's filed a lawsuit on Thursday against Austin, Texas authorities, seeking a temporary restraining order to prevent the city of Austin and Travis County officials from enforcing a face mask mandate. Texas Governor Greg Abbott last week discontinued a statewide mask mandate for all Texans. With the exception of Arizona and Hawaii, don't forget, daylight savings time goes into effect this weekend. Early Sunday morning, move your clocks ahead 1 hour. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
President Biden addressed the nation Thursday night talking about the pandemic.
That's more deaths than in World War I, World War II, the Vietnam War, and 9/11 combined. There were husbands, wives, sons and daughters, grandparents, friends, neighbors, young and old. They leave behind loved ones, unable to truly grieve or to heal, even to have a funeral. But I'm also thinking about everyone else who lost this past year to natural causes, by cruel fate of accident or other disease. They, too, died alone. They, too, leave behind loved ones who are hurting badly. You know, you've often heard me say before, I talk about the longest walk any parent can make is up a short flight of stairs to his child's bedroom. To say, I'm sorry, I lost my job. Can't be here anymore. Like my dad told me when he lost his job in Scranton. So many of you have had to make that same walk this past year. You lost your job. You closed your business. Facing eviction, homelessness, hunger. A loss of control. Maybe worst of all, a loss of hope.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Perch with us, and you're just kind of musing about some of the fun things that we did in the past. And we wrote this joke for April Fool's, an April Fool's prank. And we sent it to the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Time Magazine, Newsweek, Popular Science, Popular Mechanic, Ebony. And it got traction. This silly joke, and it said for immediate release, April 1, 1980, it got traction. And then the phone started ringing, and people wanted to throw money at us. They wanted to buy stock in our company because they thought we invented something that was heretofore impossible and still is 41 years later. And so Rod Serling's team was working on it. And then 41 years later, Elon Musk thinks he's invented this. And So, Bert, this, we had a lot of fun with this, but then it was a problem. Because if we accepted any of the money for stock, we'd go to jail. So people literally believed because it was printed that it was real. It was a joke, Bert.
Yeah, and then, and I'll have to find it, but I believe the date was either 82 or 83 because we started the company in late 1980.
Well, I believe I have a copy, 1980, but I could be wrong, but I think it was, I remember seeing it, and I remember 10 years later there was a review of famous claims that failed to materialize, and we were number two. We were like out of a publication in Silicon Valley, California. Apple took number one with their Apple Newton, you know, that little thing that you could take notes on and put it in your pocket, kind of like a Palm Pilot type thing. They were number one in great claims that failed to materialize. We're number two.
Yeah. So, Vince, the listeners, you know, we issued several others, you know, maybe every third or fourth year. I was able to find one that was we did in April 2019, if you'd like me to read it to you.
Please do. Please do.
And keep in mind that this is, you know, many, many years later, but we carried the same joke forward over and over again. April 1st, 2019, EU and America's release. The ITU-R Committee for 5G Next Generation Cellular Communications today has announced the MX Bus Embedded 5G Standard, the latest innovation in cellular technology. Adopting the proposal from Agam Computers, Los Altos, California, a fully operational MX Direct Connect wireless cellular interface was demonstrated at the recent 3GPP IEEE planetary meeting in Geneva, Switzerland. Outstanding researchers in the computer networking, wireless, and medical fields teamed together to develop the system and were present to share in the product's unveiling. The revolutionary architecture sports the MX Bus interface, allowing complete control of all SPI and MAC layer operations through a BIO interface layer named Layer 0 on the OSI chart. This strategy was driven when engineers recognized that no present microprocessor bus could address data faster than the human mind. According to the radio designers, the MX Bus operates at a maximum data rate of 254 gigabits per second, and is fully OC3 and FCC Part 15 compliant. Leapfrogging present NLOS radio limitations, the MX Bus provides a truly effective direct non-site solution. Should I continue?
Yeah, please do. You know, class, this is all nonsense. I mean, it sounds really true because he's using some buzzwords and other pieces are totally fictitious. So please continue.
The MX Bus system is available with both implanted internal microstrip and optional external top hat antennae. Although the first prototype installation was performed in a sanitary facility of Walter Reed Army Medical Hospital, Agam Computers is confident that a new step-by-step internet video will allow on-site installation in only 4 hours' time by most competent medical professionals. All hardware, including 13 Teflon-coated stainless steel self-tapping screws, are included for installation. A 20-page instruction manual is written in a format which both professionals and do-it-yourselfers can easily follow. All the pages are plasticized and easily wiped clean with a damp cloth. A toll-free hotline has been provided should any medical complications occur. First production units are scheduled for early June. Pricing has not been established. For more information, contact, and there's an address. And then it also says to get the 3GPP IEEE wireless network standard that this product has been compliant to, go to, and there's a legitimate address there for the standard posting for the IEEE. So it's actually a real link. We never got in trouble for that. So that was only 2 years ago.
Well, you know, what you read carried through from the 1980s. You know, the Walter Reed Army Hospital. That's stayed with the press release all of these years, each time that it's been released. So Walter Reed Army Hospital, the plasticized pages, the MX bus, the toll-free hotline, Geneva, Switzerland, all of those are the same. There's no change in any of that, right? Almost verbatim wording.
We just took the technology a little further, you know, with the 5G part, and I think we took the data rate up a few gigabits. But other than that, it's pretty much the same joke. And every time we do this, we do get people that contact us. I know I was contacted several times from this version 2 years ago wanting more information. And most people take it as a joke when I tell them. But a few people got angry at me, again, it was a joke, but, a few people just seemed to get angry because they realized they had been taken, I guess.
You know, and that, as a jumping off point from the first one we did in the 80s, I decided that I wanted to do a broadcast of absolute nonsense. And so probably almost a year ago, I talked to Rick Miller, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and I said, "Hey, Rick, I'd like to do a broadcast. I don't believe anybody's listening, and I want to prove it. I don't believe people are listening. I don't believe they're paying attention. I don't know what they're doing, but I want to do a broadcast where we make up words, make up phrases, and intersperse nonsense with a little bit of reality, just a little bit. And so what we'll do is I can start, and I can say some things, and then I can come back to you and say, Rick, what are your thoughts? And then it'll be your turn. So then, Rick, what you do is when you respond to something completely different, not even related in the remotest of senses to what I just talked about. And then I'll respond to what you say with something that doesn't tie at all to what you were talking about. And so I talked about the moon landing and how Teflon was needed and how Rayovac and EverReady and Duracell batteries were needed to be developed because you couldn't have a leaking battery or dry cell in space. And so we talked about all these absolute nonsense pieces, but real. But some of it was real, just like what you did, you know, Geneva, Switzerland, and the toll-free hotline, and nobody got it. Not one person who was listening called up and said, "You guys are nuts. Nothing you said makes any sense." And those were the days that we had comments on the YouTube videos of the broadcast, and nobody said, "Are you kidding? That's not true. You guys are just rambling." Nobody got it. So it's kind of like what you're talking about. People see these things, and because it's in print or because it's on radio, they think it's real. And Rick and I did, I think, three of these broadcasts that were like that, and nobody got it. Nobody. Nobody.
Well, then, so, April 1st is coming up. Should we book something for April 1st?
Yeah, let's do that. Why don't we write it? We can send it back and forth on the emails. We'll tweak it, and let's read it. Let's come out with a press release, and we'll read it right on the air.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Sounds like a good plan. We'll see how many people they recognize that we talked about it 2 or 3 weeks before.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's schedule it for a couple weeks, whenever you're ready, on a Friday. And let's see. I've got the calendar right in front of me. And we won't talk about it until we talk about it. So I can't do the 26th, but I can do, it's going to have, Bert, it's going to have to be the 19th, right?
We'll figure it out. You know, the best one I ever heard was when George Norrie on Coast to Coast came out on April 1st and said, management has decided to change the format, and we're now doing Toast to Toast. And it's going to be a cooking show, but they've been gracious enough to allow me to stay as the host. And he pulled that off for an hour. I was going hysterical. And all these callers were coming and complaining. And he goes, "Hey, it's a job. I need to work. And, you know, they've been very gracious, and I'm going to learn about food."
I wonder if he got some of that from some of the antics that we've pulled over the years. I wonder.
Well, he's done a few, but that was his best. And he carried it on for an hour.
Well, let's do it. And so we won't be mentioning this. We're just going to do it, and you're going to hear it, and we're not going to tell you that it's a joke. We're just going to do it, and we'll see what happens, okay? So I'm really looking forward to that. So this will be just the natural extension of 40 years of doing this, you know, over 40 years. But I find it fascinating that people were willing to throw, I'm talking big money at us, Bert, big money. You know, $25,000, those kind of numbers, aren't those the numbers? Those are the numbers that were thrown around?
Oh, all kinds of collaboration. I mean, it was, and again, in subsequent years, I got the same things happening where magazines had contacted me. And so it's, I wonder if maybe that's where Elon got the idea.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Because, you know, the electric car, there was an electric car in 1906, you know, over 100 years ago. So people think that the Tesla is, you know, something new. No, I mean, it's a refinement. And they think that these holes in the ground, these subways, you know, the high-speed subways, that's something new. No, they've been around for like the 1800s, the late 1800s.
Well, remember, this is something I've learned over the years. It's not so much the ideas. It's the ability to pull them off, to build a company, to bring a product to market. And on that, Elon gets huge kudos. He's been masterful at taking other people's ideas and making them into reality. I mean, look what he's done in space. Absolutely amazing.
You're talking about littering the skies with satellites? Is that what you're talking about?
I'm talking about going to the moon, going to Mars.
Well, my concern is, why do we have to do it? Why do we have to pollute the air? Why do we have to waste natural resources? Why do we have to cook everybody with electromagnetic radiation? Bert and I will be right back in just a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Work for this. You know, I've recommended, class, the television series Combat. It is the finest anti-war television series ever produced, in my opinion. And the finest anti-police television series ever produced, in my opinion, is called The Rockford Files. James Rockford is the character. He's played by a guy named James Garner, whose real name is James Scott Bumgarner. And I think he's a fabulous actor, just as I think Vic Morrow was a fabulous actor in Combat. Well, Bert, the reason I'm mentioning this is I happen to be watching one episode a few days ago, and it was in Series 5 of the Rockford Files. And the Rockford Files was aired live between 1974 and 1980. There were five seasons. And yeah, in one of the seasons, there's a long run. And you know, he showed his buddy, his cop buddy, as an imbecile, as a guy who, you know, didn't want to go to work. The lieutenant was always causing problems. You know, the police department was always bungling and bumbling pretty much everything they did. They were shown as lazy. There's all kinds of corruption at every level. So, class, if you want to watch a great series, you can learn a lot from it. Chinese corruption. Back in the 1970s, they were showing how the Chinese syndicate was scamming the American public. Back then, they showed corruption at the highest levels. They showed it's all there. It's all there in the Rockford Files. And the reason I'm mentioning this with Bert is back toward the end of the series, season five, the name Captain Crunch came up. Captain Crunch! In the late 70s, they used the term Captain Crunch. And he really didn't say exactly what it was. Do you care to talk about who Captain Crunch was, Bert? He's a telecommunications giant in terms of recognition back then.
Well, you know, it goes back to, believe it or not, the formation of Apple Computer, if you can believe that. Captain Crunch talked about a whistle that they gave away in Captain Crunch cereal, and that whistle, I believe, was 2600 hertz. And And it turns out that's the frequency that was used on long-distance phone lines to disconnect the caller, but it would remain connected to the long-distance trunking line. So you could call somebody, put a 2600-hertz tone, and you'd still be in the AT&T long-distance network. Then if you put in the right tones, which you could build with fairly simple electronics, you could call anywhere in the world for free.
And there were people who could whistle it, plus or minus a few cycles per second. I don't know if you could hear that or not, but that was probably within 10 cycles per second of 2,600 cycles per second. And that would disconnect a telephone call, just doing that into the microphone of a telephone. That's what you're talking about. And that's what you got that whistle for free as part of the Captain Crunch cereal. That was your prize. And I guess that's where his name came from. That was not his name, but that was his euphemism, right? Or his,
correct.
Handle.
That's correct. And then what you would build using that, it would typically you'd have a push button on the box and then a bunch of keyboards or other buttons to put in the codes for the different digits. That basically was a blue box, and that's what two Steves were selling in the early 1970s as teenagers and making money. And believe it or not, that was the foundation for Apple Computer. And I believe they later gave a consulting gig to Captain Crunch. He was on board.
And you know what? Those designs were not all that sophisticated. If memory serves me correctly, that oscillator, that TTL oscillator, could be built for about one of those oscillators. Now, I guess you'd need about maybe 15 or 18 of them total. One of those oscillators could be built for a couple dollars, maybe $2 back then. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we used something called a Twin T oscillator that had very low distortion. So you could do it with a oscillator for each of the tones, or later on we figured out how to do phase lock loop. And I say we, I guess I'm implicating myself in this. You could do it with a Signetic phase lock loop chip. I believe it was the NE566. And you'd only need two of those chips instead of, a whole row of transistor-based oscillators.
Yeah. I think you should clarify that. When you say we, I think you mean the engineering village. You know, a whole bunch of electrical engineers are playing with oscillators. And you can do all kinds of things with oscillators. And we're talking about pure sine wave, not modified sine wave. And that's analog. And that's what was going on back then. And it was in the Rockford files. Unbelievable. Hey, Bert, thanks so much for being with us.
Got it.
And we don't need to jump on 5G, right?
Well, let's talk about 6G next time, because there's some fascinating things going on there.
Attention real estate investors, do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.